Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, I greet you in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's taking place on this planet, in this world, at such a time as this. In this world we will have trouble, but take heart, because Jesus Christ overcame the world, and in Christ Jesus we overcome as well. And in Christ Jesus we go into and we face the things that are in front of us at such a time as we are living in right now. Now, with all that's taking place in the world, and with all the challenges that come with this life, it's very easy at times for us to lose heart and to feel overwhelmed by what it is that comes around us, and to be perplexed by the dynamics of this life. But when you feel that press, go in and pray. When you feel overwhelmed, when you feel defeated, when you feel like things have gone past what you can bear, what you can do, what you can manage, go in and pray. Because your victory is going to be found in prayer. Your answer, your solution, God will change the situations as you pray and as you bring it to Him. Because when you pray, you're connecting with the source of life. You're connecting with the one who's above it all. And He, in that time of prayer, is going to be able to orchestrate and affect and influence what life is and the circumstances of your life, because you are inviting in His kingdom to come and His will to be done amidst the challenges that you may be facing and experiencing as an ambassador of Christ on the earth at such a time as this. Now, when we don't pray, and when we're trying to do things in our own power, in our own accord, the downside is that it's on us. And we face limitation, we face being brought to the end, our wit's end, and our inability to do much else, because we are limited. And that limitation, we feel that all the time. Now listen, without Christ Jesus having your back, you're not going to be able to do it here. Without Christ Jesus moving through you and flowing through you, you're not going to be able to overcome. Because this world and all that it is has far more power than the individual person apart from God. See, the individual person, we have limitation. But God is unlimited. That's why He told us in the scriptures that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things through Him. But apart from Him, you can do nothing. So you understand the perspective. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. In Christ Jesus, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So the extremes couldn't be more dramatic of a contrast. You can do nothing, or you can do everything. See, a lot of times people are content and want to be in the world of where they can do something. But in Christ Jesus, you can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do nothing apart from Him. Most people want to believe that they can do something apart from Him. And the world gives you that illusion. But the reality of the matter is, if you look at it, everything you do apart from God is vanity, a chasing after the wind, burned up. You know, even before you complete that work, it's already forgotten. It's especially in the day and the age that we live in right now. So you want to be found in Him. And you want Him to be the one to do the work in and through you. Now, what is that work that God would have us to do? Well, whatever it is, it's His priority, not your own. See, there's a lot of things that are our own priorities when we get into our own thinking and our own carnal mindset. But that's not the way that God works. What God does is He looks at us and He Himself knows what He wants to accomplish on this earth for His plan and purpose. Now with Christ Jesus, what He wanted to accomplish there was He wanted to establish the door and the way for His children to come unto Him. With Christ Jesus, He wanted to make that sacrifice, that living sacrifice that was necessary for the forgiveness of sins. With Christ Jesus, the atonement needed to be made. With Christ Jesus, the blood needed to be shed. So something specific was happening with Jesus Christ. And something specific is happening with you. But the only way that that will be revealed is by coming into unison and oneness with the Spirit of the living God. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. Jesus said, I only speak the words that I hear from the Father. So those are things that are there, right? You only want to do and speak what you hear the Father speaking and doing. And that comes from direct connection and a free flow of His Spirit through you. But if you try to do it apart from Him, you can do works for God, but not in connection or flowing with God. And there's a huge difference between that. There's so much in the world that are people doing for God, but that don't know Him. So, right now is an incredible time to flow with God. And the enemy is trying very hard to keep people off of that. Very hard. Extremely hard. The enemy is working to keep people off of that place of flowing with God, with what God is doing in this time. And so there's a lot of oppression that's been, you know, it's been very current, very recent, where it just feels like you're in molasses. You're just trying to move through just this quagmire. But continue to persist and continue to pray. In the frustrations that you face, just continue to move forward, because that strategy, the enemy, is just to keep you paralyzed and bogged down. But God is going to work through you. You just got to continue to persist. And you'll feel it. You'll feel that opposition. You'll feel that oppression, because the way that God is doing is working with you through that, is that He wants you to persist and just continue to pray and trust Him. But the enemy's going to throw everything at you and the kitchen sink just to keep you from moving forward, because every step you take moving forward with what God is doing is a step towards the enemy's destruction, towards an upending of all the plans that the enemy has. Because the children of the living God, for this reason Christ Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, the children of the living God carry on that work. And we destroy the works of the devil. Even by your presence, you destroy the works of the devil. Even by you carrying on with what God has for you to do, you're destroying the works of the devil. Well, what are these works? Well, we're seeing them much more as time's going on. There is more being revealed right now in the time of apocalypse, which is the unveiling. There's more revealed now than ever before. You know more now about how this world works than you ever did. You know more now about the corrupt systems that are in place that are in their design set up to steal, kill, and destroy. In their design set up to do the bidding of the devil and the world system. You see and know more and understand more about those. And because of that, you can also now put your efforts into the solution and put your efforts into knowing what a solution actually looks like. And supporting that. you know, the financial systems of this world, the currency situations, the flagship currency of nation states, is a case in point. It's a system designed to erode value, and people don't even know where it went. I'll give you an example. If I take, and I've used this with friends, if I take $100 and I put it on the table in front of you right now, put it in your hand right now. If we come back 1 year from now, that $100 will not be able to buy in a year what it was able to buy today. For the exact same thing. Well, so what's the deal? Because that is the same. It's got a number on it, so it should be a unit of measure, a unit of account. Why is it worth less? Well, the problem is that people don't see and realize the design. They don't see and realize how with the currency system that we've all been forced into and people participate in, which is what gives us its value, that currency system is also designed to steal and erode value by its very creation and how it's designed and who controls it. Now, people don't want to sometimes hear that, but that's the truth. Because when you come back 1 year from now, that currency doesn't buy what it would have bought today. So value is being eroded, and most people don't know where it's going. So it's like being on a boat, and that boat's leaking, and you've been given a bucket, and that bucket's got holes in it, but you're told to shovel. You've got to just keep going, keep going, keep going to keep from sinking. Now, you know, in the world, what a lot of people want to try to do is go up the ranks so that they can be the one telling other people to use that bucket and clear that place out. And they don't have to do the hard work. But the problem is that they're never at peace because they know they're on a sinking ship all the time. And that's the typical worlder. Even the ones that have resource in this world, they know that they could go down at any time. And so they're never at rest. They're never at peace. They're always in this fight or flight survival mode. So you know, God is working out His plan. Now, with all of the possibilities that you face, how now do you live? How now do you carry on and persist in the things of God? Well, there's a place of prayer, there's a place of connection, there's a place of communion, there's a place where God will direct His people as they trust in Him. Yeah. You know more about how the world is set up today than ever before. You've seen with the Jeffrey Epsteins of this world the corruption that's tied in at the highest levels of government, politics, and entertainment. You see, know, and understand how this whole thing works. So realize that the enemy's trying to bring everything back under subjection and control unto himself. And realize that God is doing something in the middle of this too. And He's giving us the chance, the time, the ability to be part of that check on the world and the world system. But but it's going to require that we put some time and energy and effort into things too. You know, God wants us to show up, do your part, and trust Him. God knows what He's doing with His people. He always has. He always will. Trust Him. Go forward in Jesus' name. All right. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. And, yeah, keep on keeping on. God's in control. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.